Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And one of the things that I feel in those situations is you would understand that even if you are in a situation where you're not feeling all your coworkers or feeling the decision makers or nothing like that, it doesn't benefit you to check out and not be good because you're always being evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
You're always putting stuff on tape. You're always doing that. So at the very least, even in the most selfish mindset, I have to be good so I can better my situation.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't care about the company, mm-hmm. I don't care about the franchise, I need to be good. I need to put the best tape out there of myself so I can be in a better situation. And they don't even seem to care about that.
Bro, it was a 41-point game. Devin Carter still didn't play.
I'd be hot.
Devin Carter didn't play a single second of last night's game.
I would be hot. Like, if it's not an injury thing that he didn't disclose or something, it's just a CD type situation, we get our jokes off and all this other stuff. Devin Carter got every right in the world to hit his agent up and be like, get me the hell out of here. Like, this is ridiculous.
Well, I'm not turning Devin Carter babyface here, but you're right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was 41 points and he couldn't play.
Has the culture gotten worse this year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And who's that on?
Scott. It's on Scott Perry.
So here's the thing that I was thinking about with Scott Perry. And I'm not here to even say it's right or wrong. I don't know. I don't know. But I feel like Scott Perry looked at this roster, looked at what was going on here before he took the job,
mm-hmm.
had an idea of what he wanted to do, and he said, you know what? Get them all out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Get them all out of here. There is nobody here that's redeemable. And before I can even begin to do anything with a culture or anything here, I need all of them gone. Players, maybe coaches. I need them all gone. That might have been his pitch to Vivek. Vivek, how would you get this done? I'd get everybody out here. There is nobody redeemable. Now, I'm not here to tell you he's right or wrong or anything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
But in his mind, potentially, we can't start to change the culture until I get rid of everybody in here because nobody's redeemable.
Was it Scott's idea to bring DeMar back?
Yes, that's what it seems like.
We think so.
That's what it sounds like. Now here's the thing that we don't know. We don't know under what circumstances that was. It could have been Scott's idea to bring DeMar back and having a conversation with DeMar. I'm like, DeMar, you know I know. I'm looking around. There ain't nothing out here this summer. There's nothing out. I know you want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of want to move on too. It's dry out here in these streets, in these trade streets. Here's what I would suggest. You'll have a better market in February. Get back here. Be on the team. Whatever. We'll get you out of here. But it's not. We don't have nothing here this summer. And to a certain degree, and I can see Scott saying this, yeah, there might be something out there right now, but it's for a conditional second rounder.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not taking a bad deal just to get you out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You can come back and we can boost that value a little bit. You'll be more valuable in February and we'll get you out then. That's what it feels like could have been the case. Not, DeMar, we want you back here to help change the culture.
You really hope it is just they didn't have any value for DeMar, I guess, because it feels like in the summer they looked at DeMar as like, all right, like we got a vet here. We're going to need someone to kind of lead these guys around. And mm-hmm. like it was for a culture type of move. And if that was the case, then yeah, that completely.
That's what I thought happened.
Yeah, right? That's kind of what I feel too.
I also don't know if honest conversations like you just hypothesized actually happen. Because no one benefits when DeMar leaves the room in that fictitious conversation.
Mm-hmm.
No one benefited from it. Scott didn't get what he wanted. DeMar didn't get what he wanted. And now DeMar is essentially a lame duck basketball player on a lame duck basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
That does not benefit him. That doesn't benefit anybody. I don't know what I think it's closer to what we originally thought after we realized I don't think he's going anywhere. And I think there's a reason for that. And I think it's what Jesse just said. You're a culture builder. And we're trying to build something that we want you to be a part of. I understand you're not going to be a part of it for the next 10 years, not because of your contract exclusively, but because of your age.
Mm-hmm.
But we want you here to help establish what we're trying to do. Could be wrong. Again, you got a bunch of smooth talkers.
Mm-hmm.
Scott said all of the right things. There's nothing wrong with that. But so did DeMar.
Mm-hmm.
We all remember what DeMar said during training camp. Fam, this is why everybody felt that way. Everything you said, yeah, it pisses me off. This is why everyone felt that way. This right here. It's happening.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Is DeMar's trade value higher or lower today than it was on August 1st?
The same.
I would say it's a little higher. And some of that has to do then by no fault or whatever of his own. Like, he didn't enhance it himself. Situations around the league have changed. August 1st, we'll use the Clippers for example.
The Bradley Beal injury, sure.
Had no interest.
Yeah.
Probably in maneuvering to get DeMar DeRozan. Mm-hmm. Plus, they were like, we're going to be a top team already.
Mm-hmm.
You get here on November 21st, they're got the seventh worst record in the league,
mm-hmm.
lose Bradley Beal, and now it's like, oh, damn. Man, what can we do? I think just by happenstance, his value has gone up compared to August 1st. Like
when, I hear you.
In that moment.
Can I say it's gone up a minuscule amount?
Sure.
Because I think it's roughly the same, but I won't fight you because the Clippers example is a terrific one.
I feel like DeMar's a guy you'd always get a late first-round pick for if you were to deal him, whether it be last offseason or coming up, because I don't think you'd be dealing him to a top team, and I think if anyone's looking for him, it's a Clipper type or a Bucks or something like that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's probably a desperate team.
Yeah.
Which is what the Clippers are.
Right.
Because they got a real bad Oklahoma City situation developing.
Jesus.
The whole league is going to hate the Clippers if this goes poorly for them. Let's see what Jamil's talking about on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, Jamil?
What's up, boys? What's up, boys? How you guys doing today?
We good, baby.
Good, man. How you doing?
My phone call today was for one, and I called Kyle and Hammer earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say thank you to you, KC, D-Lo, Jesse, Joe Brazil in the background, you know, for, you know, coming to work every day and being professional. And you know, I'm a delivery driver, man, so I listen to you guys. I appreciate you guys. You guys make my day go a heck of a lot faster, man. So this is really to the organization. Not for you guys. It's organization. There's a group of us, about 20 of us, man, that, you know, we go to the games, you know, spend probably around anywhere around $2,000 for the season, just in games and merchandise and all this and all that.
Sure.
We're boycotting. Mm. I'm telling the organization right now, we're boycotting. Put better product on the floor. Mm. One thing that I was taught, and I don't know if Scott Perry was with the Vex Hail Mary or I don't know what was going on, but in this lifetime, you guys will find out that we do things for two reasons, out of inspiration or desperation. Mm. And clearly this team was put together out of desperation, because this is horrible. We want better product. Thank you, boys. Love y'all.
My dog, appreciate you, man.
Yeah, man, yeah. For sure. We always going to be here.
Yeah, we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, Kings could lose 70 more in a row.
We ain't going to phase us.
We going to be here. We going to tell jokes. We going to have fun. Maybe people will hate us by the end of the year. But we going to get our jokes off. We going to keep talking about the momentum is swinging down by 31. Yeah, man, admittedly, not a shot. Not a shot. I promise you. I've watched a lot of games recently with no sound, mm-hmm. not purposely, just atmosphere wise. It's just in given the dynamics of the home, sometimes it's a little easier to cut the sound off because it forces me to pay attention. Mm-hmm. Whereas if the sound is up, I can get distracted and it's like, wait, what happened? And try to. So I don't know if the bang Levine for three to lead us 24, Katie. I don't know if that happened yet.
It was a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, I was tapped in.
Ooh,
a little
hit
bit.
A shot here, hit a shot there. Yeah.
Yeah. I think after a Westbrook three, I think it might have, you know, the volume went up a little bit. Immediately gave up a three right back. So
I always
kept it from
me. I mean, but what else are you going to do? It's game 15. They got however many left.
I just love that Kyle's energy is consistent. Oh, Westbrook three! It's 6-2 here in the first quarter.
And look, like I said yesterday, man, that's his job, man. Like, that's what he's supposed to do. He can't talk about the game on air the way we might.
Oh, he very much.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nope. he can't be like, man, who cares?
He did it once, and I'm pretty sure they told him, hey, man. It's not.
You'd be like, yeah, who cares?
Same Boston, bro. It's not how we do things over here.
So yeah, those guys, man, they got
God,
a
thank
job
God he
to
wasn't.
Do.
Thank God Drapes wasn't on the post game last night. He would have turned the desk over. He used to yell and cuss and throw papers around. What would he have done last night? Deuce and Mo look dead. Yeah. The camera went to them and they're like, well, and Deuce, he laid their ass out. He was like, this, there is no form of professional basketball where this team is good. Mm. They're awful offensively. They're awful defensively. They seem to not care. That was a disaster. Yeah. Just an absolute disaster. They called it like it was on the Kings broadcast, man. Good for them.
I want to ask you guys a question, but I'll hold it either while Eddie is here or after.
Eddie Gonzalez had things to say last night, too. That's when you know it's bad. Eddie joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
1920. I was bringing our man Eddie Gonzalez live from the city. Eddie, I was thinking of you this morning, man. I got a good one in. I got five in this morning, but each mile was a faster pace.
I like that. Yeah. I'm not capable of that, so I respect.
Yeah, no, it was a good one. I got down to, I think, it was only 5 miles. So I think I got down to like 8:05 on the fifth one. So it was good, man. I was like, all right, that was a good one. I'll do a recovery tomorrow, and I'm going to try to get that extended one in on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, some of us still got bellies. Is it easier or harder running with an 8-pack like you got? Like, how's that work?
Now, you still feel it in your legs, and I think I got some years on you, too, so it hits a little different.
Do you guys?
No, bro. I do. When you do that, I do my long runs on Sundays too. That Monday.
Oh yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Let me ask both of you guys a question, because I don't run no miles. I don't do that. But
you too cool.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm like the Kings. I get my cardio in on the basketball court.
You got shades on in the inside, baby. Is way too cool.
That's where I get my cardio. Me and Zach LaVine, we do the same thing. We get our cardio in on the basketball court. That's how we do
it. I would not compare yourself to Zach LaVine right now, but go ahead.
Yeah, but know. Do you guys, like, is it on your phone, on your watch, where do you mark a mile?
For me, it's my watch. I don't bring my phone with me because the phones are too big now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to bring my phone because I need music, and I got my own little bag that I like, a waist bag.
Oh, okay.
I wish I had the mental capacity to run with no music. That's
well, no. Like. I've done that before, and it's miserable. I was like, no, I'm gonna go clear my mind. It's stupid.
But you can run with it on your.
But website. I pay the $10 a month thing, so the watch has a signal. Just so I have music. That's the sole reason I did it.
I might have to do that.
It's worth it because these phones keep getting bigger. You got the cases on it. I just leave the phone at the house. Now, when I do the race, I'll bring the phone with me. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. The phone will be with me, but.
Bro, the crazy thing.
My first turkey trot tomorrow, so I'm officially that person now.
There you go.
The crazy thing.
Never thought I'd be him, but here we are.
Both of y'all, do you have like headphones or do you use the AirPods?
AirPods.
That's crazy. AirPods. See, I can't do it, man. I sweat too much, I guess. Like, even when I like listen to something while I'm hooping, I got the over the head Beats by Dre joint, because like AirPods and like stuff, they be slipping out of my ear because of the sweat.
Well, you might need to.
Are you making all these excuses, man, or is it just it's just my mic?
No, I heard it. Yeah,
I'm throwing the head over the head joints. I can't do the AirPods. I don't know the new ones, the AirPod 2s. They seem like they're in your ear a little bit.
Those aren't new.
Well, the latest ones that they have.
I'm like AirPod 4.
I got the ones that don't like log into your ear, basically, like the first ones.
Okay,
those joints be slipping out. If I'm
Get the updated ones, and they have
What's up? What's good? No, what's good? What's
they tough? Have different size tips that you can put on it.
Yo, hey.
I'm trying to help.
No, not on this show. They don't.
Oh my gosh! Wow. I was just talking about running, bro.
Let's talk Kings or something now.
Some are bigger, some are smaller. You just make a little adjustment and you're good to go. Jeez.
I'm gonna go the other way, man. The over the ear, that's like it's too much sweat. It's like it's it don't work.
Yeah. I feel you. I got covers on, like, yeah. You know, you put covers on the yeah.
You get on them long, them things will pull. You'll start. Yeah, you move them headphones, and all of a sudden, it's like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, I'm had the AirPod Max, and you know, those are cloth all around, and they're hella heavy. But I bought like covers for them, but it was just like, is this gross? Is this like,
here's why. Here's why Eddie can cook, because this is what I did in New York. You put the, like, I think I had Beats back then, the ones that like went around your head and put in your ear.
Yeah.
But because it's cold, you put the headband over.
Now you cook.
Oh, not on. Oh, not. And then it put, and then it gets a little bit louder. Oh my God, that's the move right there.
Walk past people. Hey, what's up, big dog? How you doing, baby?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
You don't hear nothing nobody says.
They don't want to hear my men's fitness hour, yo. We losing viewership by the second.
We know is bad when Eddie's talking about the Kings. we know it's bad when that because man.
I was halfway skimming the game. Like, I was like, you know, it's a mess of a game.
So were the Kings.
But I look up and it's a 30-point game, and I'm like, Doug is going to get fired for this, and this ain't even him. Like, this is they're going to fire him because they gotta do something. But it's like, who's next? And they're going to do the same thing. And what are they going to do with these guys? Like, you know, it's disheartening, and it's frustrating for me as a Doug Christie fan, because like, where does he go from here? Is he gonna go on another bench and like work his way through it again? Is he gonna get another opportunity? We know for black coaches, it's few and far between, even in this league. Like, and it's not like he put the best tape out there, no matter what you consider when you take the considerations of the job he did for this team. So it's just disheartening in that sense. Like, we talked about this before. Super happy he got this job. Maybe this is the only job he would have gotten with his resume and the history he had with the team. But it's going to be a tough climb up again to get another job. And it's not necessarily all his fault. Now, he is the coach of the team, so he bears some of the brunt. But you got a mob going out there and they dropping 40 points to some of the Grizzlies. It's like, all right, you know, some of this ain't on this dude.
Eddie, you've been around the league. Obviously, you know people in the league. You've probably had these type of conversations. Dog, to lose by 30, 40 points in this league, to me, that's not talent. That's not like, oh, this is the NBA. Like, oh, yeah, this team is 30, 40 points better than us. That's effort. That's giving a damn. That's quitting. That's the difference between quitting and not quitting, like losing by 20 or 40. Am I right with that?
Absolutely. And it's like, it's too early in the season for me to be like, oh, that's a schedule loss, or to be this, that, and the third. You're relatively healthy. They're missing their big guy. Like, they got a lot of stuff going on that team as well. That was the funniest part to me is Grizzlies are a mess. The Grizzlies came out here and played the Knicks, and I'm talking to people around the league and who went to the game and media that was in the locker room, and it was just like, oh, none of those dudes care. They're like, they kind of ruined my day. They didn't care so much. And it was just like, that was a team that just is not out here doing it. They're not happy with their coach. They got all kind of stuff going on themselves. And then to lose to that team, knowing that, like, imagine what your situation looked like and sound like and how people are feeling around that. And so I know Kings fans are frustrated. You know, I seen the LaMelo Ball rumor, and then LaMelo Ball shut it down. And then I also heard around the way, like, that's kind of not what's going on and this and that. And Kings fans instantly perked up and said, that's not a fix. Like, you're in a place where you need to break this all the way down. There's nothing salvageable here anymore. And you got to just move on to that next phase. And it's going to be a slow, frustrating grind. But it's going to take all that to get to back to being competitive. And we talked about this last week. It feels like a couple days ago that they were playing the Warriors, you know, in the playoffs. And it's like, they're on the upswing here. And now it's who knows what's going to happen for the next 3 years.
31, 27, 33, and 41. Those are the amount of points that the Kings have lost in games over the last 14 days. That's not even on the entire season. That's just over the last 14 days. It is so hard to lose games by that many points, much less to do it four times. And you talk about what's next. That's what we've been trying to figure out all day. It's like, what is this basketball team doing next? Because whatever it is, and this is what you just said, this is going to take a long-ass time.
Yeah, and I think you're looking at a lot of situations around the league that are hampered by the apron, and you know, you got OKC and the Nets taking advantage of that, sweeping up all these picks. But you had these teams who loaded up on contracts, who took a real run in a way you could have and should have in a previous CBA, and now there's zero flexibility. There's no way to get better. People keep saying all these contracts and all these guys who could and maybe should get traded, but I keep asking the same questions. Why would the other team do that? What other team has the flexibility to put a trade together right now for $40 million of James Harden? Well, you know who does? Some of the teams with other disgruntled players. But if you're the Kings, what necessarily do you do that for Zach LaVine right now? What does that do for you? James has an option this summer, and he can leave if he wants. And even if he stays, you're looking for $42 million next year for James. If you're the Clippers, why do we do that? Like, what do we do with Zach LaVine? We're looking like one of the worst teams in the league. We're going to try to salvage it. And the same goes for a lot of the other guys who are being mentioned. Ja Morant, now LaMelo Ball, Trae Young. It's like, why are we're making these lateral moves or whatever. You think Trae is better than Zach and DeMar or whatever the combination is. You're making these very slightly vertical moves. For what? You know, and those are the only teams with flexibility. And the other teams that do have some flexibility, like the Spurs, we don't need those guys. We're fine where we are. Or, you know, the Nets. We don't want those guys. That's not a tier one superstar. And we're not trading our assets for that right now either. And so it's like people are expecting all these changes to happen. And I look at Anthony Davis, the same thing. What team is lining up at the Anthony Davis store right now? People keep saying the Bulls, but why? Like, they started off really competitive. They lost, I think, 5-6 games in a row. They're still competitive again. They just beat the Nuggets. They just had some tough games. It's like, why do they need to get rid of some of their assets to get whatever Anthony Davis is right now and for as expensive as he is? It's you're not trading for these big contracts anymore. There's a reason why it took so long for Kevin to get traded. There's a reason why Giannis asked out this summer and couldn't get traded. And there's a reason why LeBron is suiting up for the Lakers now, because you can't trade these guys anymore. It's too complicated. Now, this summer, some cap space opens up and some teams get under the apron and some things shake out. Maybe it becomes a little different this summer. But as of right now, no, you just can't do those trades anymore.
And here's the other killer about it, the other terrifying thing. You talk about this taking a long time, potentially. The other thing is going through the draft, right? And now you might be bad enough where you get a top five pick. And, you know, I know about Darren Peterson. We know about AJ DeVanta. We know about Cam Boozer and all those other guys. Mychal Brown, I love his game and everything else like that. But I'm old enough to remember Zion Williamson and what his buzz was coming out of college. I'm old enough to remember guys like Jabari Parker and Andrew Wiggins and what people thought about them coming out of college and going, coming out of high school and all this other stuff. The draft is littered. Dog, in the same draft that Luka Doncic, Trae Young, all these other guys went into, for the majority of the college basketball year, it was all, no, DeAndre Ayton's the number one pick, period. Mm-hmm. Period. Mm-hmm. So you talk about that, and not only – yeah, that you get to that point and you got a draft pick and your top five and all this other stuff. Do you know how right you have to be, how lucky you have to be to get one of them? Another example, Tatum, Fox, all those other guys. It was Markel Fultz and Lonzo Ball who was the prize of that draft. And they were talking about, and Markel was a killer at Washington.
Markel,
like, he looked amazing in Washington.
Markel was alone.
Yes.
It was Markel, like, he is clearly first, Lonzo is clearly second, and then there's everything after that.
Yeah. So, like, you talk about the draft, it's like, bro.
The report out there was, oh, the Celtics wouldn't take Tatum at one if they had to, or whatever it was, and they traded.
Yeah, Danny Ainge said we would have taken the same player at one that we took at three.
And it sounds good now, but like y'all said, at the time, it was so clearly Markelle Fultz. Mm-hmm. And it was so clearly Lonzo Ball. And even if you were a Tatum guy, it was like, he was hurt. Like, we don't know. We don't see. And if he emerges as the best player of that draft, it's like, it's an inexact science. Even tanking doesn't work. You know, you look at what the Nets just went through. They were in a four-player draft, and they get five. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and they had one of the worst records in the league. And it was like, oh, we all but sewn up to get one of these guys. And it's, again, it's inexact. And I look at Jalen Durant. I was just having this conversation about Jalen Durant. He just turned 22 the other day, and he looks incredible in his third year. Last year, people were wondering if he could be even in the rotation. His rookie year, people were like wondering if he's even in the league. And it's like, you have to have the patience to let Jalen Durant become Jalen Durant. Mm-hmm. And I think we as fans, and I think this happens to some front offices as well, we see what happens with the Luka, the KD, the LeBrons, and like, oh, these guys hit the ground running. That is the absolute 1% rarity. That doesn't happen. Stephen Curry didn't hit the ground running. James Harden hit the ground running. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hit the ground running. Nikola Jokic didn't hit the ground running. Giannis didn't hit the ground running. Like, you make your bones. Yes, winning the lottery is great. And you pick a great player and you go from there. And you pick Paolo Banchero and now you're in the playoffs for the first time in years. But you make your bones picking 5 to 10, 10 to 15. You make your bones picking 35. And you make that a player who fits your rotation, who is a valuable player. You make that somebody who is something. That's what the Kings are going to have to do for the next few years. If they don't win the lottery, they got to hit on pick four. If they don't win the lottery, they got to kill it with the 33rd pick of the draft. Like, that's how you make your team. You look at the Thunder, they got Shea from a trade, and that was like kind of fell in their lap and they got lucky. But you hit on Chet, you hit on Jalen, you hit on all these wings they have. They hit 19 wings on this roster who are just valuable players. Mm-hmm. But they have to all be playable guys. You have to draft Cason Wallace. You have to know who he is and draft him and wait it out until he's playable in the playoffs for you. And the Kings have not shown the ability to do that, and that's across regimes.
Their first-round draft pick last year couldn't get in a 41-point blowout.
That's crazy.
Their first-round pick.
To let them develop.
Right.
And we've talked about the Halliburton trade before, and I have since flip-flopped because Hallie is a dude. Mm-hmm. But you didn't have the patience to let Hallie and Fox turn into a thing. And that's two All-Stars, and now they're two All-Stars in two whole different cities. And so it's like, you have to wait that out. The Thunder thing took years. Like, even when you draft 5-3 like the Celtics did, and you get Jalen and you get JT, that took years. You had to wait that out for years of teams of the media saying you got to break those two guys up. Doesn't make sense. You had to wait years and then draft more guys around them to make that work too.
Yeah, but you didn't have to wait years to be competent. You had to wait years to win championships. The Celtics have to be the shortest rebuild in history. They tore that entire 2008 franchise apart, including sending the coach to Los Angeles, bringing this nerdy college coach who was the hit of the NCAA tournament. And what was it, 2 years? They went from 20 wins to 40 wins, and then all of a sudden they're contending in the conference every year.
And that's a great point, because you got to find that basketball mind too. Mm. You define that mind, whether it's your coach, whether it's GM, your president, whatever you want it to be.
Well, now the nerd runs the organization. Like, now he's in charge of everything.
Right.
He was so smart. They said, no, actually, come upstairs and put your understudy in.
Yeah.
And then when that guy had to get out, I was like, oh, you have another understudy. It's fine. Put him in. And when
they had again, three of them. One of them's in Utah. Now the one who messed up is in Houston. Right.
They were mad they lost him. And he's
one's a dude.
I know what the record is. But he's a good coach.
Yeah.
And so, again, the Thunder built the same way. They brought it. They got Dagnall, and people didn't know that name, but they trusted what he was bringing. And obviously with Presti and the way he built that team. That's, you know, I can speak from experience now watching what they're doing in Houston. He fell into their lap, but they hired the great mind that they knew would be the coach for this team.
All right.
And then they had the general manager who they knew was strong-willed enough. And when you hear the stories about Raphael Stone and the way he played hardball to eventually get Kevin for way less than it was supposed to cost, that guy plays no games. Mm. So you have to you build this from the ground up, and it has to be a united front all the way around. And I don't think we've had that from the Kings in a long time, unfortunately.
Raphael Stone sounds like a movie villain.
The stories about him sound like one too. It's like, what?
Salute.
Yeah, I just don't know. We talked about this a little bit a few years ago before Beam Team 1 happened. And luckily at that time, we didn't have to experience it. But I know myself and Damian were trying to like tell people who were like, nah, just tear it down, just tear it. Like, I don't think you know what that looks like. Mm-mm. I don't think you understand what that looks like. We're mad today. Mm-hmm. We're probably looking, the type of basketball we see, the characters have changed a little bit, but the type of basketball and the type of losses that we're seeing today in this past week for the tear down that everybody says needs to happen and wants to happen, dog, you're going to deal with this for at least another 2-3 years, in mm-hmm. my opinion. Like, it's nasty. Now, the hope is on the other side, you have Cade Cunningham. You know, you have SGA, that eventually you get that guy. Dog, Wemby might end up being the greatest player to ever play the game. He still ain't been to the playoffs.
Wemby won like 20 games this first year.
Yeah.
Maybe about 30 the second.
Dog, it's nasty. It's nasty. And I hope that the Kings defy all odds and they can streamline straight through. But I'd say it's nasty when you talk about tear down, rebuild, through the draft, all this other stuff. It could get ugly.
And it doesn't always work. That's the part people got to understand, too. Like, the Rockets, it took years. It took years, and it took some really bad years. Even the Suns who made a finals trip in a long stretch of losing, it took years.
9 straight years, I think, of missing the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Might have been
but
more.
But that doesn't guarantee you get over the hump and win the title either, mm-hmm. you know. And then you have to take bigger swings at that point to fully capitalize on what you've built. And you look at, you know,
Phoenix is a great example because they had Book.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example. They had a guy and it wasn't enough. They
knew
weren't
what
doing
Book
enough.
Was. And it was like, all right, what do we, and they, again, they had to hit in the draft a few more times. Mm-hmm. And you could argue that they didn't hit with Ayton. They should have picked a couple other guys, but they had to hit in the draft for Bridges, had to hit in the draft with Cam, had to surround Book with the guys who made sense for him. Then go hitting free agency with CP, or maybe that was a trade, but point is they had to go get a guy mm-hmm. and then you compete. And so it's like, you know, getting the guy, that helps. That's first or early. But you got to do the rest of the stuff too. There's no shortcuts to this. Nobody just gets a super team. Doesn't matter how great the player is. You get Nikola Jokic and he's the greatest player in the league. That doesn't guarantee you'll be good. You also have to go get Jamal Murray. Mm-hmm. You also have to go get Aaron Gordon. And make a huge splash with that. You have to get the coach, and you have to get another coach, because that coach bumped heads, and it keeps going, and you can't waste those guys when you get them, and that's kind of like what the Kings had to figure out. You got to get your guy, and unfortunately for them, they had a couple guys, and now they're other places.
Did Chris?
And this might be sacrilegious. De'Aaron Fox is pretty good right now, guys. Like, I don't know how many Spurs games you're watching, and we're not going to see the full Spurs for some time.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Tyrese Haliburton looked really good last year. And you're seeing what missing him feels like this year. And the Pacers have been pretty competitive here and there. But those two dudes were good. So you got to get a guy, then you go from there.
Bring this full circle for Eddie. It was Chris Paul got to Phoenix from OKC.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
That's why OKC probably got Phoenix's pick stashed away somewhere, just ready to make him and draft another wing.
Oh, OKC is a great example. Not even just this current iteration, but even after losing Kevin, they continue to make moves and compound those moves to remain competitive. And they continue to take swings. And they got Chris and they got Paul and they went on and on. And then when they lost those guys, they still kept swinging. They still kept going to get guys. They had the one of the bigger free agent signings of the year last year. It doesn't sound like a big one, but for what they paid, Isaiah Hartenstein, over mm-hmm. $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Caruso, big trade of a young guy who was an asset and who's probably going to get paid coming up here in Giddy. Like, you have to remain aggressive and you have to make the right moves. And sometimes they're going to be the wrong moves. Sometimes you're going to trade for some guys who don't make sense and this and that. But, again, you got to remain aggressive. And the Thunder, much like the Nuggets, much like the Warriors, you get hit in the draft. Mm-hmm. You have to hit in the draft when you get a chance. And you have to hit in the draft when you don't have a chance. Mm-hmm. And that's how you make these teams work.
It's like Scott Perry has to, like, the people are going to spend the next couple weeks pulling out their Christmas decorations, and they think they organized them all properly to make it easy for the next year. But all the lights are tangled up.
Yeah.
That's Scott Perry. Scott Perry's going to spend the next year untangling all the lights that Monty McNair and Wes Wilcox just ripped off the tree and threw in a box, and he's got to untangle these lights before he can put up the decorations. And the kids are getting anxious. The kids are getting a little frustrated that they can't put the Christmas lights up, and now we're just sitting around waiting for something to happen, hoping it happens.
Yeah, it's gonna be a journey, and I, you know, it's unfortunate for Kings fans. And going back to the original topic of the conversation, I feel bad for Doug Christie. Like I tweeted, you know, the analogy I used, and people updated the analogy, gave me better examples.
That was funny.
But they gave him an 0-2 Camry, and they said, win the Daytona 500. And it's just not – now they're mad at him because he couldn't. Or I don't know if they're mad at him or not. I haven't paid attention to how the front office feels about Doug. But when somebody has to go, it's going to be Doug.
We don't think the front office buys Doug at all.
So – and that's unfortunate for him. He did – you know, I'm not going to say he got a raw deal because he got a chance to swing at a – NBA gig, and a lot of guys don't get that, but he got a raw deal in the sense of he didn't necessarily have the tools to succeed in this role. Mm-hmm. And now, whether he's lost the team or whether the guys are always whatever, whoever you want to blame it on, he'll be the first shoe to fall. Mm-hmm. And you know, you hate to see that, but hopefully there's something else for him out there, and he can work his way back to it. You know, I think Doug's a great guy, and I want to see him succeed.
Washington Wizards 1-13. They have a point differential of -16.3. Second is the Sacramento Kings 3-13. They have a negative point differential, or a point differential of -13.4. It's bad, man. It's bad.
I mean, it's room over here in Houston, man. We're looking good. I mean,
Houston's fun to watch.
Watch this game tonight.
Yeah, Houston's fun to
watch. That's gonna be a good game tonight. I'm tapped in.
That's the best, Eddie. Is that the best 3-point shooting team in the league?
I think, like, they percentage wise, they don't shoot a lot of threes.
Okay.
Like,
they're
Keon Ellis.
Keon Ellis.
He's a 40% 3-point shooter. Yeah, but he shoots four threes a game or three threes a game. That's Houston, because I think they're shooting like 43%, but they shoot that low number because everybody can hit in the. I think they have the highest percentage and the lowest amount of attempts per game.
The Rockets' profile is they don't shoot a lot of threes, but they get the most offensive rebounds in the league, and they make the threes and they shoot them. Because
Steven Adams wears a Rockets uniform, that's why. That boy Steven Adams is bad.
And they haven't been their full team yet this year, and they won't probably for another 4 weeks either. As Tari's out, and you're waiting for Dorian to come back. But it's been fun to watch. I mean, you know, talking to Kevin the other night. You know, he shot it bad. I thought he played well, but he missed a lot of shots. But it was like, it's a relief to play like that, contribute in other ways, and still win the game. Mm-hmm. You know, they were running away with that game for quite a while against the Cavs, and then it got close, and then Alfred Schoon stepped up late. But one thing he said is like, he said on my stream on playback, not to plug it, but I called him after the Magic game. And he was like, one thing about these young dudes, they don't quit. Like, I know they're going to play hard all night, the entire night. You know what I mean? And then I chip in and do my stuff where I do it. But they're not going to quit, and they've shown that. They're a physical team. They're a fast team. And like he said, they don't quit. They keep going. And it has some pretty big wins, pretty big wins.
Did you notice that weird little trend with the Magic? They've won like 5 of 6 without Paolo.
That's not a bad team, man.
Well, they're winning without Paolo.
Yeah, and I know what people make it of. And, you know, during the summer and last year, people were wondering him or Franz and – you know, I think they're just an odd fit, and the problem is neither one of them are great shooters. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that's been sneaky is Desmond Baines woke up.
Yeah.
And he had a hell of a game against the Rockets. Mm-hmm. He had a hell of a game the other night against the Warriors, too. And I think he's finally woken up. He started the season really rough. He's been hitting some big shots for them dudes. They're coming around. I think, look, when Paolo comes back, you know, that narrative is going to start picking up. And he's got to find ways to contribute towards winning. Because it was looking rough right before that, but it's a long season, and I'm a big Paolo Banchero fan, so I hope to see him come in, chip in, and be the guy he is as a former number one pick and a real talent.
Not
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Nerds are ready. The nerds were starting it at the beginning of the season. The turn on Paolo and not winning player. And if you really look at his PER, he's actually not.
Yeah, I'm not saying none of that stuff. All I'm saying is the team was struggling. Paolo went out and they won 5 of 6. That's just a casual observation. That's what I will say. It's no different than Atlanta. Atlanta's been winning games without Trae Young, and it's like, all right.
Yeah, and that team is nasty. That is a tough mob of dudes they have over there. Really,
Atlanta.
Their wings are really long. They're in all the passing lanes. Dyson Daniels is nasty.
Yeah, they're moving the ball a lot too, like Chicago is. Like they're moving the ball a ton.
You have these modern teams, and I always say the Thunder are like the perfect modern style of basketball team in it. Everybody's long. Everybody's super active defensively. Everybody shoots. Now, are they all great shooters? No. But they're good enough to where you have to go out there, chase them down, and they will knock some down. Mm. And that's kind of what you're doing with the Hawks. That's kind of what you want to do with the Magic. But Paolo and Franz aren't great shooters like you would hope they would be. But that is kind of that modern team. And when you watch the Bulls, who just their center just made a game-winning three, it's the same recipe there, too. We're all going to be long. We're all going to be fast and fly. And we're going to shoot as many threes as we can. And that's the game now. And that's how you got to win.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still, you know, obviously it's always Kings. But, you know, and I want to see Houston win or whatever. But, you know, going to that Knicks tape, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to that Knicks tape, baby. We out on the Garden right on Cat Avenue.
On the road. Shout out to them.
Right on Cat Avenue, baby. You know what I mean? Jalen Brunson way. You know what I mean?
Finally won a game on the road. Congrats.
Kenny actually makes me hate the Knicks. I had no problem with the Knicks, but Kenny makes me hate them.
OG Boulevard, baby. You saw what it was last year. Stop playing with us. Big Brunson, stop playing. Game, you know the vibes.
You got to come out here and catch the game.
I do. I've never been to the Garden, man. I got to get to the Garden.
All right, the Garden, I will say, is it lives up to the hype.
Mm. Yeah, especially after
I was a big Barclays guy for obvious reasons.
it just feels different in the Garden. Mm. Whether it's a concert, whether it's a game, it just feels more important. I can't hate.
Eddie, we're going to be out there at Christmas, man. If you're around, we got to come see you.
What? Say less.
Yeah, man.
We're getting up. We're going to go eat. We're going to drink. Bet. Y'all still drink? Y'all some healthy dudes.
Bet. Oh, yeah. I've cut back a little bit. I've cut back a lot. I actually haven't had a drink in almost 2 months.
Yeah, I'm not drinking too much either. But yeah.
It's not conducive to what we're doing with our downtime when we're out there. It is not. Those two things do not go hand in hand. So it was just best to like, hey, let's put this away for a little while.
I had a buddy in the league. He got a little older. He's younger than me. It was around his birthday. That's why this happened. But he played in a game in a very exciting city that he wasn't supposed to play in. He was told beforehand he wasn't going to play. And then the day of, it's like, oh, you got to play because this person's out. Oh, man. He had a long night.
Mm-hmm.
A long night. It was like, man, it don't wear off like it used to.
Yeah.
4:30 won the game. Like, don't.
Yeah.
But it was like, yeah, I'm not. I 26 no more. I was like, yo.
Yeah, man.
Look, it's like that.
You should talk to me. I'm 39, boy. If I go out on Saturday, I ain't working out till Wednesday. What you mean?
See, I ain't got there yet. But I actually don't drink that much. Like I have a drink just to wet my beak. You know what I mean? But I ain't drinking like that. It's been a long time since I experienced like drogginess from drinking the night before and nothing like that. I don't drink that much either. So
we older and more mature now, so it's like we know when to stop.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But you have a night here and there where it's like you know when you out too, like if I had this last drink, this is gonna be the one.
It's gonna be the one right
see,
here.
See, you know what it is though too? Is at least in my household, the 2 year old don't care about what I did the night before.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Wake up, perform your daddy duties, mm-hmm. bottom line. So I just conditioned my head. Even if I was hungover, I better snap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Things got to do.
Right, brother. My youngest is 12.
Oh, it's lit. It's lit.
I end up being a grandpa before I have another baby. And I'm like, and it's grandpa baby, I don't got to wake up. That's all you. But yeah, man, it take a little longer than used to. Yep. You could just right to it.
Yeah, not but, built like that no more.
I'm trying to keep it cool. We celebrating a birthday out here this week, so
there you go.
It's like ain't no telling how the weekend gonna go. Yeah. But I said I get this
room. Hydrate in advance, dog. Hydrate in advance.
I done learned that trick. Come on.
Yeah. Maybe a little Excedrin before you had that first drink. A little Tylenol or whatever. You'd be good to go.
Catch me out and I got French fries.
Yep.
Just know. I'm holding on for dear life, gang.
Yeah.
Don't ask me for too much right now.
Yeah, French fries are the go-to. But yeah, we're gonna link up when we get out there, man.
Every time, fellas. Yeah.
Appreciate you, bro. Yes, sir.
I'm not gonna see y'all before the holidays. I'm guessing we're not talking next Friday.
Nah, we all
happy
good
holidays. White, light meat, dark meat.
Dark.
Come on, man. Dark's better.
Dark.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie, sweet potato.
Neither.
Yeah. Pass.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. Yeah. No.
Pass.
Nah.
Best side.
It's either macaroni and cheese or it's stuffing. It depends on who makes either one of them, though.
Mac and cheese if it's made by me. Greens if it's made by someone experienced.
I'm a Mac person myself.
Yeah.
It depends. Some people I don't like the way they make them. So, you know, I get
because some people don't make it right. That's why.
I get a little picky. But if it's made right, that's number one. That's mm-hmm. number one.
Yeah, we ain't got that problem over here. We get taken. We well fed, my
there you go.
We well fed, but I'm with you. Dark meat, mac and cheese. That's all I really need. A little mashed potatoes.
That's it.
Pumpkin pie. Y'all crazy?
No, absolutely not.
My mom makes some lemon cake. That's all I get.
My daughter, my 12 year old like it now too. With whipped cream.
I'll have some water for dessert. I'm good. Just give me a scoop of the whipped cream and call it a day.
Yeah, see, that's why you got an 8-pack and I got a belly.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a man, Eddie Gonzalez, right there.
Mm. Yeah, everybody can't make the mac and cheese, week, man.
Nah.
Everybody can't make
some people cheese. Shouldn't. I appreciate everybody who does. This is going to be a unique holiday for your boy.
Because
I'm not in charge of anything.
Mm.
And I'm entering an atmosphere I've never really been in before for the holidays.
Okay. Okay.
So the food gonna be different.
Huh? Good luck, brother. Good luck.
The food gonna be a little different.
Good luck. Good luck. See, I don't.
Go ahead. You want to say something? What?
No, I've been there.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you're gonna have to just deal with it, pal.
Okay, man. Good luck, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. I'm wishing the Brody's the best.
Yeah.
You might not go for seconds, but you're grateful.
Yeah. I just kind of.
Hey, turn that plate over when you put it in the trash.
I'm a big fold it in half guy. Give me a paper plate, I'll fold it in half. You can't even see what I got.
I fold it in half
that way I can tuck it into the side of the trash can. You're not even going to know I didn't finish it because you're not going to dig for that.
Yeah, we got like a text. Like Katie's mom put me on a text like, okay, what? And it's with a bunch of people I didn't have anyone's number except for hers. So it was just a bunch of numbers in Katie's mom. She was like, okay, I want to coordinate what everybody's bringing because, you know, Damon, I know you can cook and, I know you're really good with desserts. And I was like, yeah, me and Audrey, we'll make an apple pie. We'll bring that in. And then I just started seeing these responses about, yeah, I'll bring this and I'll bring the green. I was like, oh, my God, man. And I had to go to, I was like, hey, who are these people? And, well, this is, you know, auntie, aunt such and such. And this is my mom such and such. And I'm like, okay.
Who's bringing green bean casserole?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I ain't never had no green bean casserole.
Neither have I, but it's there.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I haven't either, and come next Friday, I still won't.
That's facts. You better stand your ground.
I can't be making no green bean casserole, man.
I hadn't thought about this. I hadn't thought about this at any point in our relationship until that text went out, and I thought, oh, all right, and it like there are these like Thanksgiving, and mm-hmm. I was like, hey, maybe next year, maybe for Christmas, I'll cook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, my mom does this thing where everybody, it's like,
okay, all right.
Feel like I'm walking into a Kings game, man.
It's gonna be a good time.
It's just gonna go bad, huh?
It's gonna be a good time though.
Good
no,
time.
No, we're gonna have a good time.
It's gonna be great. Vibes gonna be great. You see, I ain't never, man, for 20 plus years, man, my wife. There ain't no disrespect to anybody. No disrespect, because I know there's other people who cook really, really well. There ain't nobody that cooks better than the wife. Nobody. And she handles the food all the time, and it's always a good time.
Mm.
Always a good time. I'm not even like a foodie like that, but her food, I eat all her food.
See, that's beautiful, because if Katie was cooking, that's how I'd feel.
Mm.
But she's not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just turning it over to strangers.
Yeah.
I love this. Now you're going to go through it too.
Was it really bad when you went through it?
It's not bad. It's just, it's.
Is this why you hate Thanksgiving?
No. I love my Thanksgiving. It's just, it's different.
That's all it is. And see, and Co asked the question. My mom, she's not a cooker. She's a baker. So she
knows
the desserts.
Yeah, Sherilyn, you know, El Grove.
So the desserts are fine there. She bakes. Wife cooks. And I'm set. They don't want me to contribute. Great. I'll sit here. You know, I'll play with the kids. Maybe we'll go hoop in a little bit. And when you guys tell us to come in, it's good to go. And we're great. We're great. Now, the killer is the cleanup. They do all this work.
Yeah.
Be like, you got to do something.
Yeah.
Like, all right, man. All right.
Yeah. And that cleanup is a monster.
Yeah.
But I always do both. That's just how I am. I try to clean up as I go. Sometimes that's not possible on Thanksgiving.
D-Lo Cena.
Yeah. See, you know, when that John Cena clip circulated, I kept looking at it like, I don't see the problem. I do not see the problem. This man makes perfect sense.
Let's see. And then, well, see, I don't know if you get down. Well, I know you don't get down this way. Mm. I don't know if it'll change. But nowadays, the food, clean up, everything get done, because you know Sherilyn Grove be like, I got the paper this morning. Macy's gonna be open at 11:30.
Yeah, no, I ain't doing that.
I'm like, well,
first of all, I'll ride with you. Stop making these people work on Thanksgiving.
I'll ride with you.
That's crazy.
I agree.
That's crazy.
Then see, I'd ride with her at 4 a.m. Once again, I'm not getting anything, but man, I like to see the spectacle.
Today is actually Black Friday.
Oh yeah, Macy's doing some stuff.
Did you see what Honor the Gift is doing?
I did not.
I'll send you the email.
Shoot it to me.
Cole, I'll send it to you.
Shoot it to me.
I opened it. I was like, remember that sale where we bought all that stuff we don't wear? It's that.
Well, all right. Yeah, do what you got.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Because I got to do what I got to do on that one.
I don't know when Black Friday starts. Yeah, it's wild times, man. It's wild times.
I told you I went to the mall the other day. I was in like chic. I was like, what kind of deal is this? 25% off the sale? Bruh. Got me some Cortezes.
There you go. We'll come back. It was refreshing to talk about my fear of upcoming Thanksgiving rather than my fear of the next Kings game. We should take a look, too, because I guess this is the direction we're going. It's Scott Perry's record, if you will, in the draft. Man, and that LaMelo rumor got shot down quick, didn't it?
By LaMelo.
He did. He said it ain't come from me, so it ain't true. Heard that before. Stealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.